BMW. Good afternoon.
And that was work.
Yep. Good. Left a little after 3. Had to go down to Pelham Road to pick up some industrial floor epoxy. So I'm just left Pelham Road. I'm over here now, almost back to the house.
Having to take it back to work, or you picked it up for yourself for home?
For work. I just like clocked out from the paint store, and now I'm headed home, and then I'll just bring it in the morning.
I did.
Head start, and then I don't have to, you know, get it during the day, drive from Spartanburg all the way to here, and then drive all the way back.
If you can actually do that, instead of having to go all the way back to work to clock out.
Yeah, time. No time clock. You just have to fill out a sheet on the computer.
Work where I'm at. We used to have associates that would clock each other in, like if they knew they were going to be late, they would punch in somebody else's number so that way they wouldn't be late. And they shut that down. Now you got to use a badge to clock in at the plant.
You have to use a badge to get in the gate. So, I mean, they know when you're on and off of the premises.
Had for us. I mean, people would leave for lunch. And I guess they're worried about them getting in an accident because you're not paid for your lunchtime, so you can leave the property. But they ended up making it where people have to clock out. So anytime you go out the doors, you know, you go out the turnstile, you got to clock out, even if it's just out to your car and back.
You know, our parking lot's inside the gate.
That's right there.
Yeah, but it's only, you know, 77 people total work there on all the shifts.
Huge parking lot. Shoot, we've got a ton of parking space, and it's still not enough.
People in Greer work there, right?
People that drive from, I used to work with a lady, she'd drive all the way from Saluda to work, and I still know people that live over in like 6 Mile and towards Anderson that drive to work every day. There ain't no way I'd do that. KO4C.
Drive 80 miles one way when I worked out in Colorado. KO4C. Roger, and the kicker was I had to be in Denver for 5 a.m. So I had to leave the house at 3:30. Of course, I didn't run into no traffic.
Haul to work and then back home when you're done? Now I'd fall asleep on my way.
But to know when to go to bed, I think back then I wasn't going to bed till about 9. So I did up at 2:30, you know, make a lunch, get me something to eat, and hit the road.
5 to 2, something like that, and then drive home?
Yeah, something like that. I did that for a couple of years.
Let's put on a vehicle every day.
Did that, and it was, you know, you even did it in the wintertime when it was snowing.
I can only imagine. You get people that can't drive a couple miles in the snow here. You can imagine 80 miles in the snow.
Is there, you know, that early in the morning, there's not anybody out there. So, you know, you pretty much got it all to yourself.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, there's times where I want to go back to night shift for that purpose, which I hate to say it around here, though. It's never great traffic going to work in the evening on 85 and stuff, but I don't know.
Nowadays, no matter what the traffic is.
I consider it. I was talking with somebody in HR because I know they got some positions coming up, and obviously the positions will open on B shift. And they was like, "You wouldn't want to go to B shift, would you?" I said, "Well, I mean, in all honesty, I really wouldn't mind it that bad. I mean, I don't hate B shift. I hate working through the night, but in all honesty, I don't hate B shift because I'm more of a nighttime person than getting up early in the morning."
Yeah, I'm just the opposite. Well, unfortunately, I have made it to the house. So I'm going to have to say 73 and get the dog walked. Maybe I can catch you on my HT in a minute or two. And if not, I'll catch you in the morning, hopefully, if one of us don't sleep in. KN4 TFW.
Me. All right, Kim. Well, hopefully we'll have a morning or here in a little bit. I still got probably maybe 12, 13 minutes left of my trip, so I'll holler at you later. 73 KO4 CEF, and I'll be standing by.